Okay, so at the end of Parshas Bereishis, we have that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is having regrets about having created the world. And he says, Lo Yodan Ruchi, how long am I going to put up with this? And he starts to say, Vayinachem, that Hashem wants to reconsider the entire creation of Adam. And then we find something very interesting. The Torah says, after all that, v'noyach matzachin b'nei Hashem. And that's how the parsha concludes, that Hashem, on the one hand, seems like he's had enough, and he wants to destroy man, emches adam Hashem barasi. And then he says, v'noyach matzachin b'nei Hashem. So, what's the deal? Are we going to destroy mankind, and we're going to start over again? We know that Hashem made 974 worlds before this world, so he could have started legamai over, brought the world back to tohu v'vohu, and started again. If so, then what's this whole Indian of Anoyach Matzachim B'nei Hashem? Secondly, the Gemara says, in Chulim, Moshe Min HaTor Min Ayin, where do we know Moshe? Where is he alluded to in the Torah? So, the Gemara says that it's alluded in this paragraph where HaKadosh Baruch Hu is sort of speaking to himself, Kivyocho, where Hashem says that I'm not putting up with this anymore, B'shegam Hu Basar. The Gemara says, "Bishegam is Gemakshia Moshe." So, of course, this needs a hezver. Like we know, Moshe is mentioned many times in the Torah. So, why do we need a hint to Moshe Rabbeinu? And why dafka in this paragraph, in this sugya, is Moshe alluded to out of all places? And lastly, in Parshas Noach, after the whole maisa that Noach exits the teva and he brings a korban. So, Chum, of course, comes and he's Mesaris Noach, he castrates Noach. And Noach blasts Chum with a tremendous klala, Orukanan, that Eved, he's going to be an Eved lo'el me'alamim. And Rashi gives us pshat, why it is that he gives him such a devastating klala. Rashi writes there, Atagaramtli, you were the one who caused me, Shaloi Oilid Ben Revi Lishamsheni, that I shouldn't have a fourth child who would serve me. That is a very interesting pshat. That apparently we see here that Noach had a havamina to have a fourth child. So where is that alluded to in the psukim? And why is this a reason to give a klala, an eternal klala, to one of his children? It doesn't seem like the onesh is commensurate. So of course he did something terrible to Noach. That was he made him a tremendous balmum. But the reason Rashi's giving is that he wanted to have a fourth son and now he can't. I mean, he had three children already. And he didn't have a fourth. So this is a reason to curse him forever, ever. His children should be eternally avadim and cursed. So to begin to understand this, b'siyata d'shmaya, so there's a very important understanding when it comes to the whole sugi of Noach and the Mabul. And it encourages us and behooves us to try to understand the whole sugya of the Mabul and the whole inyan with a certain godless lamaichin differently than we understood it growing up as children. We're taught to understand the Mabul is that HaKadosh Baruch Hu got angry and he sent a Mabul to the world and he was willing to start over and it was just HaKadosh Baruch Hu Picasso, like in his anger kivyachol, that he decided to wipe out the world. However, the true and deeper understanding of what's taking place here, and of course, even this truth has many deeper truths to it, is that HaKadosh Baruch Hu wasn't destroying the world, he was purifying the world. And that's why the whole inyan of a Mabul, which is Mayan, represents purity, represents mikvah. The whole idea here is that HaKadosh Baruch Hu sought to bring back the world to its state, koidem hachet. And in the same way, when he created Adam, there was an Adam in a pure gan, a pure Adam in a beautiful pure gan. So to hear that the Mabul was a Kadosh Baruch Hu's opportunity to bring back the world to that state of koidem hachet, a perfect world. Nayach in a world equals Adam HaRishon and Gan Eden. And just as Adam HaRishon was given a mitzvah kala, he was given a very simple mitzvah to keep in order to bring the Mashiach, to bring the times of La'as Halava. And it didn't that he had to, it wasn't that he had to do anything. The whole test and the whole Nisayan was that he should not do something. And it was supposed to be a mitzvah kala, because the Kodesh Baruch Hu wants that it should be easy for us. That we should just adhere to this mitzvah of not eating from the Eitz Hadas and to eat from the Eitz HaChaim, which is what he was asked to do. And the truth is forever and ever, this is the goal, this is the Nisayan which we have. Nothing has changed. If it's written in the Torah, it's eternal. That we have to cling to the Eitz HaChaim, which is the Torah, Eitz HaChaim Hin Machazikim Ba, and stay away from the Eitz Hadas Tevera. And Noach was charged with this same mission. And he was given an opportunity in a pure world to either make it or break it, so to speak. To do what he was being asked to do and to bring the world to that tikkun, to make the right move at that moment. And that first move which he was going to make, which was going to be extremely vital, or to break it, chas v'shalom, and to make the wrong move. So what's this move? This move is as follows. That there's something which takes place after Noach exits the Teva and he recognizes to bring a korban. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu is inspired, kivyachol, vayorech Hashem esviyach nichayach, and he commits never again to bring a mabul to the world. And it's at that time that we find something very interesting. That Hashem gives Noach a bracha and a tzivui of pruervu. That he tells Noach, pruervu, go out and to have children and procreate. Now this is very interesting because we find that Adam HaRishon was already given a mitzvah of pruervu. So of course there's discussion of what this is exactly, this pruervu. But it seems like what HaKadosh Baruch Hu is telling Noach is that now that this world is pure and that I've been inspired by the korban, I'm telling you now that you should go have a child. Now, and the child which will be born from the ziva which you'll have at this moment is going to affect the world. And in essence, this is going to be the neshama which will be brought down to the world now, which is going to fix everything and end the game and to bring the Moshe Mashiach. We find very similar by Matan Torah that as Moshe came down from Har Sinai and Hashem says to Moshe, Va'ata po amoy dimadi, you're going to stay with me. And this was a tzibui to Moshe, at least the way that he understood it, or as Kadosh Baruch Hu was being maskim to Moshe, the Gemara says, that he should leave Tzipora and to cling to Hashem Yisbarach. Hashem says to the rest of Bnei Yisrael, Shuvu lachem lo aleichem, which was a mitzvah of Purabu. And it's more than just a mitzvah of Purabu. He was telling them that this is an opportunity after the giving of the Torah, which we know was also very much similar to Adam HaRishon and Gan Eden, Kodem HaChet, Paskas V'Amasan. He was telling them to go have children, and the neshamas which would be brought down into the world that night, from the zivugim taking the place at that night, were going to be very, very great neshamas, which will be brought down into the world. And so too here, Noach is being asked by Hashem Yisbarach at that time, at that Eis Ratzon, to go and to be with his wife, in order to bring down this halig neshama. Why was Noach chosen for this? Because the whole reason why Noach was saved originally was because Noach is an ish tzaddik, where the whole world was being mezaneh zeh v'zeh, and there was no ne'emanes between husband and wife. Noach was the only one who was shomer bris, which is what, of course, tzaddik represents and means. So therefore, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, out of all the chaos in the world, he was able to find Noach as being the vehicle and the emtzai, being that he was a shomer bris, to carry this seed and to bring it into the world, to rectify the world after the Mabul. So, going back for a moment to address what we started with. Now that we know that HaKadosh Baruch Hu had a kavana after the Mabul, after the destruction of the current world, to bring down this Halig Neshama, that Hashem had that foresight, obviously, to bring down this Neshama into the world, which would fix the world immediately after the Mabul, we can understand why it is that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is saying at that time, Lo Yodin Ruchi, that I'm not going to put up with this anymore. Emches Adam Asher Asisi, I'm going to destroy mankind. What's going on over here? We know that there's a cloud. The Gemara tells us that there are three things which come Behesach Hadas. One of them is Mashiach, a Metziah, a lost item, and an Akrav, and a scorpion which bites Behesach Hadas. Behesach Hadas means that when a person is least expecting it, it's not on his Das. And Pnimius, what it means is something which comes Lamalamin Hadas, which comes from a higher Das. And because it needs to come into the world in a way which is unnoticed, which is concealed, so Kadosh Baruch Hu here was kind of diverting the attention away from his master plan. And he was showing frustration on the surface and intention to destroy the world. And that's why Kadosh Baruch Hu says, I'm not going to put up with this anymore. This is such a disappointment. I'm ready to be maskim. Rashi says to the Malachim, Musen Ma'enesh Kisis Kirenu, that they originally had tried to persuade me not to create man. What does it mean for persuade me not to create man? Hashem said, and the Medrash tells us that Hashem says, Ani Esbol, I'm going to put up with this no matter what. But the Teretz is that Kadosh Baruch Hu was creating a situation of Hesach Hadas, because he had a plan now in place to bring down the Neshama Mashiach through Noach after the Mabul. That's why immediately after Hashem says, I'm not putting up with this anymore, I'm going to destroy mankind, the Torah says, V'noyach matzachin b'ni Hashem. This was not part of Hashem's conversation. The Torah is telling us that after all that Hashem had said to himself, kivyachol, the whole point of this was, V'noyach matzachin b'ni Hashem. Secretly, Hashem had his eyes on Noach to be the vehicle to bring this Neshama of Mashiach into the world immediately post the Mabul, because of that Tzivoy of Pruvu, which he gave Noach especially. And in the same way that Mashiach comes with Hesach Hadas, the Gemara says a Metziah also comes with Hesach Hadas. And that's why the Torah here says, V'noyach matzachin b'ni Hashem, that Noach is like a Metziah. That Hashem finds Noach as a Metziah, which is an inyan of a Hesach Hadas, a Lamalam and Hadas, in order that Noach should be chosen to bring down this Heligan Neshama into the world. So this Neshama, which HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants to bring down into the world, which is going to rectify the world post-Mabul, is the Neshama of Moshe. Because we know that the Zohar tells us that Moshe is the Goyal Rishon, and Moshe is the Goyal Acharon. Hein ga'alti eschem achar is kereshes, mashal hayo hu sheyihya. And what that means is that Moshe is the Goyal from Mitzrayim, and Moshe will also be the Goyal from the current Golos, which is Edom, which is the final Golos. But in reality, it doesn't have to be that there's going to be, that there had to be two separate major Goloses, and therefore two different and separate Geulas. It could have been that Moshe could have been the first Goyal and the last Goyal all at once. That there would have been just one Golos called the Mabul and the destruction of the world. And Moshe would have been the first Goyal and the last Goyal together at the same shot. That's Mashal Hayahu Shiyah, that would have been the perfect merging of the Acharon and Rishon. So being that Moshe is the Tzaddik, that he's the Goyal, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu goes ahead and he tells Noach, Puravu, I want you to bring this Neshama into the world, and Noach is the vehicle, it explains to us that although Noach was not able to bring this Neshama into the world, as we'll get to momentarily, but the Zohar does tell us that Moshe does rectify Noach's mistake. Because the Zohar says that the Mabul is called Mei Noach, because Noach wasn't misfal on his generation. But Moshe who did? So Moshe came to correct the Neshama of Noach. That what that implies is that Moshe is Makusher to Noach, like a child to Noach. That in the same way the Chazal tell us, the Sfar Maglishim tell us, that a child can fix the mistakes of the father. So eventually Moshe comes into the world and he does correct Noach's mistake. So Moshe is essentially a ben of Noach. What HaKadosh Baruch Hu wanted was that Noach should actually give birth to Moshe Rabbeinu from that Tzivor of Purvo. And of course that's what the Gemara says, Moshe min HaTorah minayin, where do we know Moshe from? Bishagam hu basar. Then in that whole conversation that Hashem is having with himself, there's a hint to this idea of Hesach Hadas. And Moshe is that hint to Hesach Hadas. So don't take it literally that HaKadosh Baruch Hu really is regretting and having Chas V'Shalom. Hashem has no regrets. He has a master plan in place. And in his words where he's discussing to destroy the world, and he says, B'shagam hu basar, he's merely flesh and mud. Gufa there, we find a hint to Moshe Rabbeinu, because what the Torah is telling us is that HaKadosh Baruch Hu all along sees Noach and he wants to bring Moshe into the world. This is just a Hesach Hadas to bring Moshe into the world. That the Sitra Achah shouldn't be Margish. That has to come through an Emtsoy of Hesach Hadas. So therefore, what we see is that Hashem Yisbarach wants that Noach should be the one to bring Moshe Rabbeinu into the world. And so therefore, when Cham comes and he messes things up, And he goes ahead, and he's Messiris and Nayach. So what does Rashi say? Rashi says, the reason why Nayach gives such a klala to Cham, because I wanted, you ruined my plans, Ata garamta li shala oiled ben Revi, l'sham sheni. Right, where do we have any havamina that Noach was going to have another child? But Teretz is that instruction of Puravu was a Kadosh Baruch Hu telling Noach, you're about to bring a child into the world who's going to change everything. And Cham got in the way, and he didn't allow Noach to have that child. So therefore, since Noach had intended, and this was what Hashem had wanted from him, to bring this neshama into the world, which was going to change the world eternally, you can understand now why it is that Cham's mistake and that chait of being Mesaris as Noach was an eternal mistake. It was an eternal chait. The whole world was on the line. The whole master plan was to bring this neshama into the world, and Cham came along and he castrated Noach. It's not just about a fourth son. It's about the son, which is going to come into the world to end everything. And although Rashi says, L'sham sheni, to serve me, it doesn't mean mamash l'sham sheni. In Pnimius, it means, like Chazal tell us, p'nei moishek p'nei achama, that it's a lesson of the shemesh, that was going to bring a child into this world, which would be like a shemesh to this world, which is going to end all the suffering and the darkness of this world. Such a son to bring into the world, Cham ended that master plan. And Moshe has a shaychus, of course, to this Hesach Hadas, because you have to understand something. To bring this neshama into this world, you can't have a regular das to bring this neshama into this world. That we know that a father, he uses his das in order to be moiled, to be moiled a child, to be moiled zera. But to bring a neshama like this, you have to access a higher das. And this really explains, this goes back to that which the Kedusha Slavi is quoted by the Maggid from Kozhnitz as saying, why did the Yidden go to sleep the night of Shavuos? What type of a mistake is this? That they went to sleep. Who would go to sleep on the night of Shavuos? The Berditchever himself stayed up all night to take lulav in his hand the first day of Sukkot. The Yidden were going to go to sleep in order before Matan Torah. It's Yefshar. So it says the Berditchever, they went to sleep because they thought that the giving of Torah would be from a state of Adas, which is like Nevuah. And Chazal tell us that sleeping is Echem Yishishim in Nevuah. It's 1/60th of Nevuah. So they had thought that they should go to sleep because that's the type of a das which they would need, a higher das to receive Torah. But little did they know that Hashem wanted that they should be accessing a higher das while they were awake. And this das, which is a higher das, is called the das of Moshe. Just like every Kiddushin takes place, Kedas Moshe v'Yisrael, because even Kiddushin comes from a higher das. But Moshe's das is a das which is l'mala min ha-seichel. And that's the type of das they wanted for Matan Torah. And this really explains, of course, by Purim as well. The Gemara tells us, Kimu v'kiblu ha-Yehudim, that they were makabel Torah then. And this goes back to the whole reason why that the Yidden, that there's a mitzvah on Purim to drink ad lo yada, that the two things are mekushar zeh b'zeh. That since Purim is a day of Kimu v'kiblu ha-Yehudim, it warrants a higher das called ad lo yada, which is the das of Moshe, as the Torah says, ish lo yada es kfurasa, nobody knows where Moshe is buried. Moshe is that higher das. So in the same way that by Shavuos, that night, the Yidden went to sleep in order to bring down Torah, so too, by Purim, we drink to a state of Adelo Yada in order to have that das, will be a new das, which should bring down new Torahs of Kimu V'Kiblu HaYehudim. This explains why it is that Noach went ahead and he drank. That since the Kadosh Baruch Hu told Noach, you're going to bring a child into this world who's going to be so heilig, it's going to end world suffering and bring you Moshe Mashiach, so Noach thought to himself in his humility, I don't have a das like that. I can't bring a child down with that type of a das. So he drank in order to access that higher das. It was a shtiyah l'shem shemayim. It was a Purim dika shtiyah. And Cham saw that. And he took advantage of Noach in that state that Noach was trying to access that higher das to bring down the neshama of Moshe into the world. So with this we can explain also why it is that in the Teva, that the Yaakov Raveni quotes, what's the sinyan of the Oirev and of the Yonah? So he explains that the Oirev is a remez to David HaMelech. And he has a raya to that. The Oirev represents David, Mashiach ben David, he says. And that's why it says, Ad Yevoshes Hamayim, Yevoshes is the Osios Tishbi, which is a reference to Eliyahu. And you can even add that the Yonah is a reference to Yonah ben Amittai, who was also thrown out of the ship, which you read about in Yom Kippur, which the Sfarim tell us is the Neshama Mashiach ben Yosef. But HaKadosh Baruch Hu is alluding here to Noach is he's eluding his master plan. That Noach should understand that this whole, that what Hashem is setting up with this marble is that when Noach leaves the Teva, he's going to bring big neshamas into the world, which are going to be Mashiach tikkun neshamas. El Yod, Mashiach ben Yosef, he's going to be doing big things when he exits the Teva. But in a way of biderech remes to the tzaddik, he's alluding to him what's going to happen when he leaves that Teva. It was all a setup that he should make Noach in the Gan, that if he would make the right move, he can bring the Emos and Mashiach, because Kadosh Baruch Hu wants that it should be easy. Like the Gemara says, that Rabbi Shmuel Levi asked Eliyahu Navi, when is Mashiach come? He said, Hayoyim b'kolos Hishmo. Every day Hashem wants to bring the Mashiach. So especially now, by bringing the Mabel, which is like a mikveh, it was in order to purify the world from the Zuhumas HaNachash, and to bring the Neshama of Moshe down into the world, to end everything. So going back to this idea of a Ben Revi L'Shem Sheni, a fourth child into this world, so we have a remez that we know that Noach already had three sons, Shem, Cham, V'Yafes. So if you take a look at the Rashi Tevos of Shem, Cham, V'Yafes, you have a Shin, a Yud, and a Ches. And if you have Moshe as the fourth child, you have a Mem. So the Mem, Shin, Yud, Ches spells Mashiach. So had he given birth to Moshe, that would have been the fourth child, which you see from the Rashi Tevos, spells Mashiach, because that's the neshama which Noach was looking to bring into the world. That together with these four children, he had the secret ingredient of bringing Mashiach down into the world, which was HaKadosh Baruch Hu's intention all along. So we should be zeicha, hayom b'kolos Hishmo, we should be zeicha to see with our own eyes Mashiach ben David, Eliyahu HaNavi, and Mashiach ben Yosef, and to see those days speedily. Be as good as I am, may I be no amen. Shkoyach.